See you in a few weeks, Spider-Man. New York's only Spider-Man.
Yeah, I do find... I was wondering, though, especially with the new game coming out, when they're both going to be in the game, in the city, how they're going to be able to differentiate each other. It was like characters talking to them or referring to them, and, you know...
Well, I mean,
because you can't really just say
you can say because his suit's black, so black Spider-Man and then red and blue Spider-Man.
It just reminds me of the Miles, the black one. God damn it!
Oh, the Spider-Man 2099 meme. The meme during the
oh god! But
I remember when Miles Morales first came out, like the character came out, mm-hmm. as far as in the comics.
Yeah, I remember that too.
You know, people were like, "This is more ambivalent." They're like, "Oh, it's cool." That's
fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. There's like a ethnic. Diversity or inclusion, rather, of a different version of Spider-Man, which is cool. But, you know, it's not like... I don't think Miles was as popular, and I didn't think he was going to get as popular as he is now. And I'm so glad for it, though, just because, like, he's such a cool character.
All I remember... The only thing I can really remember hearing before, like, Spider-Verse and all this is, like, not really much. Or if people do talk about him, it's... They say he's boring. That's what I remember hearing about the character. Exactly. He doesn't really have an identity...
But no, dude, yeah, which is kind of like a meta, what's the word for it?
Commentary?
Commentary, thank you. A meta commentary with the fact that Miles Morales is such a notable Spider-Man now. If anything, he's like, some people, he's probably number one, if not number two, you know what I mean?
I think he's my number one now at this point, Jesus.
Oh, really?
No, man, at the end of the scene...
I'm still Peter, man.
No, when the scene, when she's Peter. like, oh, who is he? What's the identity of the heroes? Oh, he's our Spider-Man. No, he's my Spider-Man, man! He's me!
I didn't know you were Puerto Rican.
Well, you know, hey, we're brown, we're close enough. Both got colonized by Spain. There's a lot of similarities
that is true,
there.
That
you
is
know,
true.
Come on, man. There's something. That much.
But welcome, folks, before we ramble on any further... to another rendition of the Spotter Pod, Spod number 108. That's right, folks. We are covering Spider-Man Miles Morales.
The PS5 game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not. I was about to say PS4.
Yeah.
So, sequel, or kind of a... No, it is a sequel, but it's not like a full-on sequel to the
Spider-Man
original.
Spider-Man 1.5. It's like
Yeah. But it does feel... we'll get into it, but let's get into it.
Yeah, I definitely want to ask at the end... that, and also, like, you know, any sequel from, whether it's a movie or a game and such, they need to justify their existence, so, you know, can't wait to dig into that question, but before I move on any further, any lingering thoughts on Scissor 7?
No, still, pretty, fairly enjoyable. Go check it out. It's on Netflix, so you could probably watch it.
I'm glad we watched that OVA.
That was so...
The King of Chicken.
Definitely worth add some nice context to both his character. Because, like, without it, he's just kind of there. He's just kind of like the guy ordering seven around.
He's a blue chicken that can make stuff for some reason. Which they never explain why he's able to do that.
Or the little chicken guy who turns into the big, like, you don't know his story.
Shelfie, oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, okay. There's some stuff here. No, he's awesome.
Wait, question. Do you have beer?
I think... You could go check. I don't have any in the fridge. I'll tell you that much.
Ah, shit. It's like a timeout.
Okay, where's the...
There it is. Well, a little update on the beer, folks. There is none available. My bad. Should have brought some.
Well, we had some, what were they? The fucking can? I don't know. There was some whatever, but...
Oh, the vodka seltzer.
It'll be fine. It'll be all right.
It doesn't feel like depression when I drink this.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, moving on. All right, so give me a quick overview of the Miles Morales PS5 game.
Yeah, so it's Miles Morales Year One, which is a reference to Batman Year One. Have you ever heard of that one?
No.
It's basically like a comic that goes over Batman's
first
year.
I thought you
year.
Were... you remember when WWE, when they switched from pay-per-view, quote-unquote, to premium live events?
Oh, my God.
And then it was, like, WWE Day One.
Oh, my something. God, you're right. Holy...
Yeah, I was like, oh,
was that the first time they stopped calling them pay-per-views? Which,
yeah,
I guess technically, you still have to pay for the network.
I know, but they stopped being... They really stopped being pay-per-views a while ago.
Yeah, with the...
The network came out.
But it's like, PLE. Yeah, that's it'll take some getting used to. Who knows, you know. But day one.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were referring to.
But basically, yeah, that story's about Batman's first year as Batman, and he does some goofy, stupid stuff because it's the first time he's doing it.
Does he fuck up a lot?
I think there's like a scene where I haven't actually read it, but I have just heard about it. Where
is he not as brooding? That'd be kind of funny.
I think so. I'm not sure how like old he is, like when he's supposed to. I'm guessing he's
like 20s or some shit.
Something like that, but. No, I think it's pretty nice contrast to the first Spider-Man game, where kind of the secret sauce there is that it's an experienced Spider-Man who isn't, because you know a lot of Spider-Man media we go through.
Let's do this
one more fucking time. God damn it!
I like how they reference that in the second. In Spider-Verse.
It's like, please, let it end. We need to stop. But they keep coming. The ones keep popping up. Like, what the fuck?
And then my Uncle Ben died or some sort of amalgamation.
And some guy died. And
got bit by a spider.
Blah, blah, blah.
Great power, great responsibility. You know how it is. Any Spider-Man thing, you know, is probably going to have was great.
And actually, I think I remember, just a little side note, because in here it's mentioned the Vulture was the first supervillain that this Spider-Man... And I want to say that's based on actual comic history, maybe? I don't know. I'd have to look that one up.
Yeah.
But that just reminded me, the first villain that showed up in the second Spider-Verse movie was a Vulture. From the Renaissance Vulture. So.
That was pretty cool. That was actually that art design was so cool too. Because it was all like really... newspaper. Victorian
yeah, I don't
newspapers.
Know if we mentioned him, but he was like a highlight for me.
Yeah, no, that was actually awesome. God, the animation in that movie is insane.
Like, but anyway, that's well,
fucked on Disney.
Man, I heard that it's like been indefinitely, or the release date has been indefinitely
postponed.
Yeah,
I told you, man.
Apparently, I didn't see this. It was supposed to come out in March. I'm like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
There's no way
that they were gonna release one movie in August or whatever, June, then the next one the next.
Not even a year later. Yeah, that's
crazy.
Can't. If you want it to be as good as it's supposed to be,
I'll
there's
wait.
No way.
Oh, I can wait. It'll be fine. But anyway.
Like, we're talking. I know it ended. I know it ended on a cliffhanger. But
But we're talking about this Miles Morales and his story and his journey.
I do want to say I was kind of listening to some old cutscenes from the first game with Miles in it, and then I feel like they really wanted to tone up that he's a young kid. So I feel like they cued Miles' voice actor to sound a little more whiny at times. And honestly, there were some moments I'm like, okay, this is a little cheesy, if not kind of annoying.
See, because I actually played through the first game right before. I replayed through it again and actually 100%ed it.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Wow.
Yeah, did all that and did all the DLC, which, you know, I think really helped. Because I know in the second... You keep getting these calls from Miles as Peter in the DLC, and he's like, hey, when are we gonna fucking do shit? And he's like, come on, hey, okay, we'll get through it. Which
Hold
I think is a nice, it's a nice lead up to this game where, you know, he's finally...
Dude, the DLC, like, holy shit. I just remember, okay, there's a Silver Sable.
A Silver Sable.
Hammerhead,
like, and then the Black Cat one.
Yeah, okay. Steroided Hammerhead, right? Because he has super
like
lasers.
He's like Robo.
Yeah.
Cyborg.
I will say I'm a... Oh, wait, do we have a gameplay section in here?
Put it down here.
Okay, thank God. I know. My bad. I should have
That's fine.
Read this. But beforehand, before we... I know we're kind of jumping ahead here, but... Actually, no. I don't want to.
Okay.
We'll save it.
All right.
Because we'll talk about it, I'm sure.
Well, let's get into some of these themes and tones. And actually, this very first theme is a quote from the first movie, which, if you remember, when Peter asks MJ, you know, when is it okay to give up on a friend?
In reference to
when he finds out that Otto is became Doc Ock and leader of the Sinister Six and all that, which
that's so slick. You're so slick.
I mean, yeah, they basically like Otto and Finn here are basically two sides of the same coin, you know, like
except instead of Osborn, it's what's Roxxon's name?
I don't know his name. I just it's Roxxon.
Roxxon.
Basically, Elon Musk. He really, it basically is let's cover him right now. Yeah, he's basically Elon Musk, you know,
dude,
or you know
like,
that type of CEO.
Yeah, that sort of.
I'm the future.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know.
Man.
Where they both have points, and you know, seeing our heroes struggle with the fact that one of their closest friends
Basically, it's a terrorist.
It's basically a terrorist.
Yeah, she's a terrorist.
And highlighted with, I think, the fact that Miles is, like, his canon event in this game was the death, was a terrorist event that took his father out. So I'm sure that, you know, the layers of, like, oh, man.
Yeah, what was the canon event? It's like, listed in the movie. It's like...
Oh, the way they describe it?
Yeah, police captain.
Yeah, police captain close to Spider-Man dies while trying to...
To fight a villain, saving somebody, and...
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he pushed the guy out of the way when the suicide bomber revealed himself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a scene.
But continue on about this theme. Oh, Simon Krieger! Oh, my
God. Oh, yeah,
you
it's
know,
one of those.
Norman Osborn is, like, cool.
Yeah,
And then also, they flesh him out at the end to be like, oh,
yeah.
Why did he develop the Devil's Breath in the first place was, you know...
He actually has like a decent reason, like, you know, okay.
Simon Krieger, he's an asshole,
but he loves his son. I can't argue with that.
Simon Krieger loves
money or whatever. Basically,
he's like, oh, Simon Krieger, why do you want to put this unsustainable fuel source?
Just fuck poor people
in Harlem. Like,
I guess
I could have 1,000 Harlems. What a fucking douche. I mean, like, I don't want to say. I mean, I would say he's rather flat as a kid. Flat of a character, but on the other hand, I don't think people like that don't exist.
Yeah, no.
I still find it authentic and believable.
No. I think he helps to work as a secondary antagonist, and you know, in addition to how he plays off with Finn and her motivations, right? And so yeah, it's just like this struggle because you know the thing Spider-Man always did well was the melodrama, I guess, or the way that. You know, his interpersonal relationships clash with his duties of being Spider-Man, which obviously it really does here when that's one of the biggest, you know, reasons why he had a falling out. Because, you know, the whole, it's just a real sticky situation when your best friend turns out to be a terrorist. And then...
Don't worry, man. You'll find out what that's like real soon.
Gee, hold the
sticky situation? You think you're slick?
Oh, what the fuck? Oh, I didn't even think about that.
No, I'm sure you didn't.
No, for real. I'm just that.
That mega mind.
Yeah, but I do find it kind of interesting, though, that we learn that Finn is a tinkerer, like, pretty early in the story.
Yeah.
Which I find...
Well, that makes sense, too, in as far as pacing, because, you know, it's a shorter game.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And also, like, Dr. Octavius, like, we all knew.
Yeah, he has a history of that, too, yeah.
We all knew. But also, like, yeah, every time I've seen the Tinkerer, it's like an old white guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I see. Have you ever went to the photo mode for these games?
Some of them.
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
Sometimes, not really.
Yeah, I did
though.
See that they have stickers, and some of them have, like, old designs and new designs, and I'm like, who the fuck is this old guy? Like,
oh,
okay.
Oh, they had the old Tinkerer?
Yeah, they do, as
That's
a sticker.
Really funny.
That's cool.
And
the fact that her name's Finn, like P-8, because it's
yeah,
Phineas.
It's not even Phineas. It's just straight up Finn.
But it, like, comes from, that's where it comes from. Which,
so you named your child Phineas?
I mean,
Phineas?
Like, for real talk, look, I'm not going to judge.
I am
going
to judge. Your name's a girl
like,
fucking
a
Phineas?
Yeah, that's.
What?
I mean, hey, we got an Elon Musk kind of guy here. Who knows? You know, anything's possible.
Hold on, yeah, I think he named one of his kids, like, Archangel or some shit.
There's a new one?
It was a while ago.
I just know, like, the X one.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Hold up. It's supposed
to. That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
What the fuck? But anyway, while you look that up, yeah, I think just the theme of, you know, struggling.
Wait,
with...
read the description part right here. Just out loud.
Grimes and Elon Musk's baby name is part inspired by Burial's Archangel. Huh?
Keep going.
Grimes has revealed the meaning of XAE812. That's how I read it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Man, that kid's they just wanted that kid to get fucking bullied. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's as a parent, it's your right to...
to ruin this kid's life,
Jesus
I agree.
Christ. Jesus Christ. Anyway, and hey, I almost forgot that... Oh, yeah, Uncle Aaron's also in this and adding on to that. And
he's actually gets to be the Prowler.
I think it was kind of cool that...
He figured out he was Miles, like, ASAP.
You know, which I think kind of speaks to, like, you know, he does like care and actually know about his nephew and his family. Like, he still wants to be part of it, but part of him still can't, like, completely give up his criminal past, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think basically covered most of this theme. Anything else to add?
No, that makes sense. To what extent are you willing to give leeway for your friends? And, you know, Miles tried to do everything for Finn, but Didn't work out.
Just didn't work out.
She said, I am going to blow up all of Harlem.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, I did the calculation.
Yeah, my math is never wrong.
Which, you know, when you're that age, and when you're a quote-unquote gifted kid.
Yeah, you know the crazy thing is? Like, these are, like, what, 15, 16-year-olds?
Yeah,
I think,
yeah, like, around
they're
that
able
age.
To do, like, all this fucking bullshit. What's it? Yeah. Even Genki, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, what the heck? He's like, oh, I just made an app, and also I fucking took Spider-Man's, like, hack in the suit, and then I just reproduced it. Here you go, man.
Not only but I'm able to hack into all the cameras in the city, this and that. I'm like, bro, I was just, like, beating my meat at that age. Like, fuck, you can do all that.
You know, it's a talent. They're talented, you know. But I think, honestly, that was the thing I was thinking about. It's like, because sometimes I did find her performance, like, Jesus Christ, can we settle down? Can we, like, talk? Do we need to shout about all these platitudes and stuff? But, like, honestly, as, like, someone who kind of grew up as you're gifted, you're smarter, you're better than all these other kids, it's really hard to be told you're wrong. You know, it's really hard to eat crow and be like, yo, actually, you're an idiot, you're a stupid little shit, you don't know everything. So at the end of the day, I'm like, you know, I can kind of get where she's coming from.
You can give them the pass too, in the sense that they're just younger.
Yeah, you're just a stupid idiot kid. Idiot.
Yeah, just keep repeating that line.
There you go. Yeah, it's just
brilliant writing.
All right, and then the second theme here. Oh, geez, it's a Spider-Man property, so we got to talk about. I didn't write responsibility, great power, but you know, living up to great expectations.
I mean, that's what the first game was also based on too, mm-hmm. right? Even like in the trailer, like if you remember the one when Peter's fighting Mr. Negative, and then he gets knocked off the building, and then Aunt May says, "Peter, wake up!" and he fights through all the villains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of it says like, "Be greater."
Yeah,
which I think is also just like a slogan that they use for PlayStation.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
In general, but.
And I think the main thing for me also is not just how it relates to Miles and how he's able to, you know, take responsibility for being New York's own Spider-Man and mm-hmm. you know, step up to the plate, but also to think about the way it relates to the villains, how both Otto and Finn were both given these powers after, you know, being powerless in specific ways and situations, and the way they reacted to that and how they turned to, you know, basically becoming supervillains. I think, you know, it's another way to show the differences between our hero and our villain, you know.
I do like continuing off that as far as meeting expectations. So Miles obviously has expectations of being Spider-Man, not only set upon him by Peter, but also like throughout the game they're saying like, mm-hmm. oh, that guy, the
yeah,
original
the
guy
other
is...
Spider-Man, no, the real Spider-Man. Oh
even
man,
all the villains taunt him like, oh, aren't you a little young for this? Or what? You can't fight without the real Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know that type of deal. And then obviously Miles beats the shit out of him because he has cooler powers. But I think the real driving point, and obviously they highlight this with the costume change, but Miles is able to meet those expectations, but he doesn't do it exactly like Peter.
I think,
and he does it in his own way, hence him wearing the black suit.
I think the original one, sorry, I pulled up because I'm going to ask which one's your favorite. This one's literally called Great Responsibility.
Yeah,
the suit.
It's like an oversized suit.
Well, yeah, it doesn't fit great.
Has
I'm
fucking
like,
knee pads too.
I'm
like
so man. But I think, yeah, obviously. Or is it better than the homemade suit though? I don't know.
The homemade
with,
suit makes
with
sense.
The fucking, with the fucking,
yeah, with the,
what do we call them?
Tim's, the fucking
yeah, oh, yeah.
Tim's. Let me scroll through this really quick, actually. Put that on the side. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me.
Yeah, give me a double screen.
We can tile it.
Thank
there we
you.
Go.
Yeah, let me, if I may.
Oh yeah, go for it.
But but as you said at the end, the Harlem natives, dude. If anything, Miles has like a terrible track record with keeping his secret identity. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's only Spider-Man for like, on his own for like what?
I don't
what how long does
no,
this game
no
take?
Idea.
Like a week or something?
Probably like a day. Honestly, can you imagine?
Okay, a little. But yeah, no. In a week, like. What, 10 people found out he's...
Yeah, like...
Fucking his mom found out. He revealed himself to Finn. Genki always knew.
And
fucking,
then, like, three or four different neighbors, like, all know. I'm
yeah, exactly.
Sure know, right?
Like, Tails Bodega guy. But then fucking, Peter, like, he literally waited for his surrogate mom to die
yeah.
to... He wasn't even gonna reveal himself until she's
like, oh, shit, she knew.
I have no...
Oh, that was another good moment, her, the, you know... The way he says, you knew, to Otto and
Lawman. Yeah, oh, that's a good... Oh, shit, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's like a parallel. Yeah,
parallel is like...
Ooh. Parallelism right there.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Peter says you knew, but in different contexts. Oh, that's... Dude, the writing in these games... No, man,
I was really glad. I'm really glad I did that 100%, because I saw...
Got to see everything.
I was like, oh, wow, look. Look at all this stuff that I missed out on.
Yeah, you know how they say in movies the second time around?
Yeah. Here, let me just look it for you.
I mean, I already saw it, so we're good.
Okay. And then, as far as tone goes, I feel, you know, pretty similar to the first game. It does have the lighthearted Spider-Man-y moments and just moments where him and Genki are just talking the shit.
Yeah, which I really like.
Which, you know, makes sense.
Dude, and then Genki made a whole fucking video game.
I know. He's like, oh shit, you made Speed Nonagon or whatever. I think that's the name. I'm like, oh, okay.
What the fuck is that? I need to speed run. I feel like it's like a Temple Run because Speed is in it, you know?
Yeah,
I don't know what Nonagon means. I think that's like...
Well, Nonagon is like...
A shape.
Yeah, like a Nonagon, like an N-gon would be like X amount.
Yeah, any amount of size, right?
It was like a 5-gon, aka, yeah, you know, that's whatever.
It. Yeah.
And then, but then we have like the serious epic moments, you know, with the bridge going crazy and stuff. And
dude, Miles can do
the thing that the. Actually, I don't really want to talk about the scene, right? The what do you call it? The bridge pulling.
Oh, that one I was gonna talk about another thing, but go ahead.
Oh no, yeah, no, because in the fucking Spider-Verse, it's showing, you know, because when they have the scene.
Training scene for it.
The fucking training for it. That's so funny.
No, yeah.
Like, this is a canon event, I guess.
No, it's because everyone knows that's such a Spider-Man trope, right? Being pulled together by the webs, or trying to hold a bridge or something together with webs, or, you know, trying to stop a train. With webs too, that's another thing. Like, I know that's technically called like the Hercules lift.
Oh,
when you have like the two pillars and you got to pull them together.
Oh, that makes sense.
But in my mind, it's a Spider-Man.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on. All right, let's.
Oh, were you gonna mention something else other than was that it or
no? Totally okay. Speaking, I'm. Right. I'd say you're on par. I mean, like, just like most serious, quote unquote. I say like. Any Spider-Man media that's not meant for, like, four-year-olds, you know what I mean? Like, it has its lighthearted moments, but they know when to drive up the drama when it's necessary. Like, especially in moments like when Finn's about to die or, you know, the tender moments when Miles is talking to... Miles gets found by Rio, but they, you know, she approves of him, you know, and whatnot.
Yeah. Hold on, should I just wait for... I'm just like, yo,
just get it out now.
Finn blew herself up. How did she know Miles wasn't just going to eat shit and die?
Well, I mean, I guess she's seen that Spider-Man are typically
hardier constitution. I guess it's like, well, look.
Maybe she didn't know. Maybe she just
It's like, if he stays there, he's going to get killed anyway.
Yeah.
So I might as well maybe.
Or get, it's like. No, if he stayed there, he wouldn't have died from the impact of falling from a building.
Wasn't it because I'm trying to remember now? It was like a couple weeks when I finished the game.
Yeah,
because it was like he took in the energy from the thing, and he was gonna blow up, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, like, I think he would have survived the blast, but a lot of the Harlem natives were within vicinity, so he had to like try to disperse it somehow.
Yeah, okay.
But you know, he was so fucked up from the fight and receiving that.
Okay,
she took him out up into the sky. But then he fell fucking shit.
How much do you want to bet she's not dead?
That's some bullshit, man.
I was wondering.
I don't think so. I think Insomniac isn't like the fucking Marvel comics. Like, oh, Aunt May won't die if you sacrifice your marriage.
And I just say also, I've just seen some old art of like Aunt May. They used to draw her like a fucking living skeleton. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah, she's old.
Like, Jesus Christ. It's
just kind of ironic when Marissa Tomei
is young.
She's like a MILF. Yeah. So.
But you know, hey, you know, just because you're not doesn't that gotta mean you're old, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, getting into some of these characters.
It's like that meme when they're like showing all the Spider-Men and their Aunt May is getting younger, and then like the one after Tom Holland, it'd be like a teen Aunt May, and then it's a baby.
It's like, oh, it's cousin Aunt May. Oh, it's your little sister Aunt May now or something.
No, it's little brother Peter. Alright, let's get into these characters and their arcs.
Yeah, I wanted to. I mean,
Genki's the chairman.
He really is the chairman. He's
token Asian character.
He's basically.
I can say that.
No,
we can say that.
100% sure what exactly.
He looks. Genki, I think, is a Japanese word, so I'm going to say he's Japanese.
Because I didn't really. Because I saw that apparently, Ned's character was more like In the Holland movies, he was kind of like a mixture.
He's basically like Yankee.
Because Ned in the original Spider-Man comics was a white guy who worked at a
Daily Bugle. Yeah.
Well, he did. He became the Hobgoblin.
Oh, what?
Comic history is weird. I just watched a video about it, and it was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, it was supposed to be like five different guys.
He could still be the Hobgoblin.
No, I saw like, oh, there was a... It's a concept art of Ned's character as on a little glider. I'm like, oh, this could still happen.
Peter's gonna run into Zendaya.
Are they gonna make a Spider-Man 4? I swear I've seen five different things.
There's no way Sony wouldn't, just because of money.
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? But you know, Genki's here to basically be what MJ was in the first game, like, you know, the human, I guess he's still human, but you know what I mean, the normal contact civilian
non-hero
who can do stuff that
no Genki segments in this game.
Yeah, no, we all
probably in Spider-Man 2 though.
Oh, we should, but they should just put in the speed Nonagon thing or whatever.
They really should.
And actually, I find it really interesting, like, because, you know, one of the biggest points between is you know, Spider or Miles lying to Finn about joining the thing, and like Genki actually suggests, hey, maybe we should tell her before.
Yeah, let's just try talking to her.
Which I found kind of interesting. Now, honestly, I don't know how, you know.
Well, I think he was basing it off that they're such good friends.
Who knows how the story would have. But I think definitely not lying about wanting to join your you know, cause.
Your friend's cool.
That definitely did kind of.
And then, you know, kind of looked like he sold her out when Uncle Aaron wants to capture or set the wait, something I want to get out.
Yeah, go
there.
For it.
How are you going to have fucking Peter job to warrior poet? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, man, he got... Well, okay, I guess
he
didn't...
I'd rather he job to Scorpion.
I don't know. I really like the Rhino. I'm fine with it.
The Rhino,
I fucking
dude.
Love him because he's just a guy who wants to run forward, you know?
I hate the Rhino, dude. Rhino's such a fucking dude.
I think for me, the Rhino is the room of Spider-Man villains, where he's so dumb that I kind of like him. Like, if you step back and think about it, like, a lot of Spider-Man's villains are goofy dudes in a suit, but the most goofy dude in a goofy fucking suit is Rhino, right? Like, it's so funny to me, like, how much he stands out even among all these. It weirdos.
Like, fuck, dude, the Rhino, are you fucking kidding me? No, because do you remember in the last game?
Yeah. No, I think that's why
when Peter went to go walk around to he found Otto's base.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, then, I remember
the audio transcripts.
Yeah, I remember.
And then Otto's,
I remember.
Like, gassing up everyone.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I remember. You were giving. You were fuck. You complained about like. How,
no, I wasn't. I was just.
You're just pointing it out.
Yeah, I got a good fucking chuckle.
You
out of that.
See. Most people see a savage,
a big ob,
a
as they
barbarian.
Should. As they should. But I see a warrior. Bro, I'm like, shut the soul, fuck up. Bro. You know this guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, like, what?
The only reason the Rhino would have brain cells is if someone shot their head and it blew up right next to his.
I guess,
right on top of
I guess
Rhino's
his involvement
head.
In the story really does prove that he really just wants to fucking. Like, he. I'm guessing Roxxon paid him, so I guess he cares about money too.
But he just
wants to fucking fuck around.
No, so
I forget
what I remember. I know it's been a little bit.
Or he got captured. I know
he got captured, and they showed in the audio transcript or audio log. They told him they would get him out of the suit, and also said, "Oh, we'll give you a second shot at Miles."
Okay, yeah. So there's got some.
That was the motive.
At least for me, I like that he's.
Dude, did Finn kill him? Like, kind of. It wasn't definitive.
I don't know.
Honestly.
You hope so?
I hope so. The fucking Rhino. You had a job to the fucking
man,
Rhino.
I didn't know you didn't like Rhino that
so,
much, man.
It's not
so
that
fun.
I don't like him. It's just... I don't think he deserves
top tier status.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve...
I mean, yeah, there's definitely gonna be...
Dude, fucking Peter beat him and Scorpion at the same time.
Okay, yeah, if you think about it like that.
Like, come on. Like, look. How it should have been done... Because it's a protect big man, alright?
Talking with the bookend?
Yeah. No, because, look, I don't know if you remember the exact scene, but Miles and Peter were on Rhino's back riding him through, and then Rhino ran into, like, a giant fuel tank. Just drop him out there. Dude, he got blew up with a fuel tank. How could not?
We gotta gas up Miles, man. We gotta have him have a quote-unquote one-on-one victory.
No. Yeah, have the one-on-one, but, like, Peter being...
Peter doing the job to a fucking giant fuel tank. Like, that makes sense, right? But then not only does Peter survive the fuel tank, like, I guess you could maybe say he's weakened, but not only does he survive the fuel tank, but then he jobs clean? Like, what? Who fucking wrote this?
I guess I can't really argue with that.
Yeah, because you literally 2v1 and he gets fucking ganked on, you know what I mean? Are you fucking kidding me?
Maybe he was, I don't know.
Well, fuck, I think... No, I'm not Shocker. That would have been stupid. Not even Vulture. Not Vulture either.
Are you thinking about who else that could have been?
At least out of Sinister Six. No, it had to be a Raft
villain. No, I do think it needed to be Rhino because Rhino is tied to Miles because he had that segment in the first game. It's like poetry.
Oh, he did it.
It's like warrior segment. Poetry.
Right? I didn't even realize, yeah.
No, I think that's why they did it. Yeah. And a quick tidbit, because I'm already talking about this, that you can go to the exact spot, because the map is basically the same, but in winter.
Yeah.
You can go to the exact spot where he was hiding the rhino, and he actually says that he remembers it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was cool.
CA. It's all those small details.
There you go. Oh, sorry. We're going into... Anyway, Genki... Yeah, he's there. Hold on, he's cool.
Mr. Negative, Vulture, Scorpion, Rhino.
Rhino.
Doc Ock. Who am I missing?
Electro.
Electro would have been Dude, Electro would have been the perfect one. You know why? Because Miles is fucking electric resist.
Well, then he can't. What are you going to... Well, I guess you could argue either A...
He's able to punch him.
Yeah, either Miles could have an advantage because he can, like, manipulate the energy, or Electro could somehow, like, absorb... all the Venom stuff.
But I guess he couldn't do the whole Venom tutorial against Electro.
Against someone who's immune.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Fuck that. It's just...
Hey, man. It's all part of the story.
Even when I played Ultimate Spider-Man, like, he's such a joke, dude. Like, it's a fat dude in a giant rhino costume.
I forgot that he's even there. I just remember the crazy Green Goblin and Venom.
That Ultimate Spider-Man game was Sable. Pretty good.
I'm pretty sure it's somewhere on the PS... Somewhere on here. Oh, maybe.
But moving on, we're...
Actually, I want to go. Yeah, you right, talk
I'll
about...
keep going. So we just talked about GameCube, right?
Oh, there it is.
I don't think GameCube really had any sort of major... I mean, because he's more just a side character, supporting character than anything. Oh,
Ultimate Spider-Man, there you go.
I hope it doesn't crash like a...
I'll have to find my PS2. It's been a while. Yeah.
No, that game's good. You play as Venom too. Like,
yeah, no, I fucking... Oh, man. Which is... Oh, that's why we're so excited about
it. Heal the world.
No. I think it's going to be Harry. There's no way it's not Harry, right?
Oh, how could it not be Harry?
Like, he's literally got the Venom goop in this scene.
Yeah, if Eddie Brock came out of nowhere, it'd be like, well, this trailer was a lie.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys, Naughty Dog? Like, come on.
Anyway, so yeah, no, Genki doesn't really have an arc. I mean,
he's just more fun. Supporting, yeah, supporting definitely. Role. He's fun. He's a fun character.
No, yeah, definitely. And then we got Uncle Aaron, who is, you know, the supervillain, another supervillain who has ties to Miles, and
he's the Prowler.
He is the Prowler.
He can be invisible, and he can make clones, but he doesn't have a big goofy cape like he does in other.
Which was kind of disappointing.
I did like the cape. I think I'd prefer the
no cape
design there, but
no, then he just looks like Purple Iron Man.
You're right.
Yeah, he needed the cape.
He's just purple Iron Man. No,
yeah, Uncle Aaron in the Spider-Man movies has the purple cape. Uncle Aaron in the Amazing Spider-Man TV series has a cape.
Amazing. Which one?
The 1999.
Oh, it's he's like in
Spider-Man,
there?
Oh, okay. Spider-Man.
Maybe I should read. I only ever watched like a couple episodes. Maybe I should go.
I'd be down to do that.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah, no. And I think, you know, he's got the arc where he does... Well, I guess he does end up... What does he do? I know he's mentioned at the end that he helped out or something.
Yeah.
But he helped evacuate people, right?
He helped evacuate people, and then he provided testimony.
And there you go. You know, he came around in the end.
I think something interesting about... At least in the Miles Morales rendition of Spider-Man, as far as Spider-Verse, is there's a big focus on family. And obviously, you know, Peter Parker has Aunt May and whatever, but it's not like he has, like, you know, he has to...
Yeah, there's not really that much else left. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of...
there's no focus on, like, that big family aspect. Meanwhile, like, you know, the Latino heritage, like, there's a focus on family, I dare say, right?
We're African-American. You know,
yeah,
you know, definitely, you know,
So, and then Miles reflects that with his relation with his parents, and then even, like, quote-unquote, like a sister, Finn, right? So, and then to further extension, Uncle Aaron, so I think it just kind of, Uncle Aaron's role relates to that theme in the sense of, like, just that family togetherness, because he is able to turn around at the end. He even turns himself in after snitching on Simon Krieger.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that, yeah. No, but does the, you know, basically starts out with giving him the great advice of lying to Finn about,
I mean, how they justify it does make sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, like, how else? I just feel like Finn is the type of character to be like...
Probably would have been better to be
Probably wouldn't have listened to not blowing things up.
I mean, she even says, like, I did all the calculations.
Yeah. All right, Roxanne guy's there.
He's a fucking meme.
I just felt like I was like, am I forgetting someone? I'm like,
seeing Peter drop to this guy. Oh my god, break my place.
Did he? No. Wait, no. Okay, I thought you were like, what?
I said if he did.
He didn't fight.
I know. I thought he was gonna have a stupid suit and we'd have to beat his ass, but I'm glad they scrapped that idea.
Oh, they just gave it to Rhino, man. You know.
Fucking Rhino.
And then we got Finn, aka the Tinkerer, who, you know, we kind of sprung up on, like, oh, look, it's Miles' best friend from before. Who
we never heard about, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think we did.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, because, you know, it was from before. Because they're in high school now, and then they're friend from middle school, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and...
I mean, what, Miles is a sophomore?
I think so.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And but apparently they were thick as thieves in middle school.
Yeah, no, and I, you know, it does think, you know, remind me, and I think it's like easy to relate to thinking about the friends that you had back in the day and how, you know, as time goes on and, you know, just situations change and it's like,
you
never know what...
They just move with you to a different city and then they bounce after like 2 years.
And then they turns out, oh, they're actually a giant murderer. Oh, shit. You know, we're going to find a... Hey, Jung, if you're out there, it's okay. Hey, we you know...
Crazy.
Hey, if you want to talk, we could talk. It's been a while, but, you know... But, you know, I do find it interesting, though, like... Because, Ryan, you know, obviously the new form, whatever, the thing that her brother made that made him sick...
Yeah.
Is also making the Underground sick... And I don't think she gives a shit.
Well, hey, they're big assholes that I boss around. So
yeah, no, it really is. It's like, and it does, again, show, you know, how the tragedy of losing her brother, like, hardened her heart, made her so callous that she doesn't care about teaming up with a gang that doesn't, you know, no regard for, well, me a little regard, I guess, for human life. The calculations are correct.
Dude, but, you know, Jung is, well, I just went to go check his Facebook, but it's still the same picture that he's had since high school.
So. Well, hey, I never changed my picture either.
Well, I was about to say, well, I guess I'll never know what he looks like now.
Damn. But yeah, no, she also is basically blames everything on Roxanne and or Miles, too. Never really...
I know when, she was saying, oh, if, that new Spider-Man didn't come by the bridge, but it's also, like... You already, this is fucking New York. You know Spider-Man's gonna come and stop a major crime.
Yeah.
And if anything, you're the one doing a crime, so it's still your fault.
It's like, also...
Which I guess speaks to her personality.
I guess, yeah, because I guess you could argue only Miles' electric powers could have blown it up, but I don't know. I'm sure, like, a crash or something could have...
Well, even, they said in one of the bases...
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, Genki said, a stray spark can really fuck it up, and... It goes to show that a lot of the fuel was unstable since, like, a majority of those,
reactors?
Fuel tanks.
Reactors or whatever? Yeah.
Fuel sources. They blew up as soon as Miles was, like, even within vicinity. Mm. So.
And I think another thing, like, also just because she never seems to feel ever any guilt about the explosion, blames it all on Miles, whereas... Like, for Miles, that is, like, one of the big sticking points of the story. Like, he feels so guilty. Even though they make it a point to say, nobody died. So don't worry, Miles, you're not a murderer. But you know, definitely...
That wouldn't be murder. That'd be more like
manslaughter. Or like negligence. Or not, whatever.
Hey, you're not the worst Spider-Man.
Could have been a. I'm sure Peter's let people. He's probably failed in this universe. I mean, like it's been 7 years.
People died during the Devil's Breath.
Yeah, definitely.
Incident.
Can't,
so
can't this? Oh, dude, does someone in this in the game say you can't save everyone, or is that where am I remembering?
That's
this
in the
quote?
First game.
There you go.
That's in the first game.
But yeah, no, I think
I'm sure it'll come up in the second game.
Probably, yeah.
You know, this can be a trilogy. So.
Oh, yeah, probably.
There's no way there isn't.
Anything else to add? I got covered everything.
No, like you said, the theme of to what extent are you willing to excuse someone's actions, and
I do find it interesting though, like because we don't spend nearly as like most Miles, time. The character, you know, has that connection to her, but we as the audience don't really.
Yeah,
which I was kind of struggling with.
You're kind of given the telling, not showing.
Yeah,
sort of vibe, but you know, it's kind of what happened. I mean, I do appreciate a short runtime too, but also like. You know, you only get like that one flashback.
Really, yeah, yeah.
Which of course they bring in. I actually really thought it was cool.
Dude, I was tearing up listening to them.
Yeah,
I got so emotional.
And then they were talking about like pitching ideas for the arms,
for the
like,
arms
or the prosthetics rather.
Yeah.
Fuck man.
God damn.
Fucking Otto.
So
fucking Otto, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Getting into Miles, I mean, I feel like we've talked about a lot of this stuff already.
Hey, I mean, you want to write your characters and your themes around your main character,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
That's how it's going to be.
Yeah, slowly growing as the game progresses, but it's very much...
And honestly, different. Like, the player feels it too, because, you know, there's a good chance that there's probably, like, a gap between this game and the original game as far as most players. Mm. So, like, they're kind of, like...
Yeah, I'm a fucking freak.
No, I mean, you know, there's a reason why they sold an edition with both games in it. Or actually, it sold originally with it.
Yeah.
But, no, the fact that I had to, like, readapt to the combat is aligned with Miles, you know, just getting his feet wet with it, too. Yeah. And I feel like Miles was weaker. Weaker. Like, I feel like it took him more hits to defeat enemies, and he was able to take less hits. I don't know if that was intentional or if I'm just imagining it.
I don't know if I'd notice that going from one to the other.
Right.
Sure.
The voice actor, there's some lines that they tried to make him sound too whiny. I'm like, bro, you were cool in the first game. You know? fuck your director. That's what I want to say, but...
No, I think I appreciated the kid, you know,
he is supposed to be like 15, 16. So
yeah, I thought that was appropriate.
The Yankee.
All right, getting to notable moments. Got any questions? I know we kind of got a couple questions at the beginning, but anything else?
No, I don't think there's really much that was like sticking out to me. Oh, there was one thing. So you know how there's like the Danica cast?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I just reminded like the hold on there.
Yeah, put it in there. Put it in there.
Going.
Wait, so is Jared Jameson's son?
I think it's just an assistant.
Oh, okay. I was confused because I thought he called him his son or something, and I was like, what? I thought your son was a spaceman. You know what I mean? Oh, the bait was pretty funny. No, but on the Danica cast, Genki goes on the Danica cast.
Oh, yeah.
But I was thinking, like, I feel like this is a grievous misuse of saying that you're someone that knows Spider-Man.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like, on such a personal level.
I thought
like,
about the same thing, too.
Yeah, like, bro, you're exposing not only yourself.
Yeah, you're exposing the business, brother.
Yeah, but you're exposing yourself, but also, like, those close to you. Like, what if someone got smart? Just like, oh, hey, maybe if I torture this fucking 15-year-old, he'll tell me who Miles is, or tell me who the shorter Spider-Man is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, like, Spider-Man. Or even if they didn't do that, like, oh, This nerd knows Spider-Man. Let me follow him around for just like a week. It's like, oh, he's really hanging out with this Miles Morales kid. That guy, every time Miles leaves, like Spider-Man appears. I wonder why.
Yeah, but I'm sure if you think about it, in a lot of secret identity stories, there's got to be somebody who could piece it together. Can't be that hard.
I remember in the Ultimate, which is Michael Bendis, who also made Miles Morales.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yep.
But in the Ultimate Spider-Man. On the first few, in the early chapters, there's like this Kong, Kenny.
Oh, Kenny.
Like
okay,
it's Spectacular.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think his origin is he's originally from Ultimate, but they adapted him to Spectacular. Mm. But Kenny, like, he just has a moment when he's just like reflecting in bed. He's looking at like a swimsuit magazine. He's like, bro, I think Peter Parker's Spider-Man. He's also like this dumbass character, yeah, you know what I mean? I was like, holy shit.
Like, yeah, man, come on. He's, hey, just because he's book not book smart, he's got that observation hockey.
Idiot savant. Yeah. But there's this, and then like in the following chapter, he runs up behind Peter Parker, and this is after Peter like fought somebody, right? Mm. So he's like, you know, he's kind of like dazed.
He fought the Beetle, or right? That's a guy, or Firefly?
Oh, maybe. Shit.
He was in, I remember he was in the game.
It wasn't Fire. That's way before Firefly.
Trying to remember the whatever.
But
some guy that jumped.
Kenny
back.
Goes to kick Peter, thinking Peter's gonna dodge because you know spider sense, right? But Peter's like, oh, I'm so tired from yesterday. I'm still like, sensing things, and then he actually gets kicked into the lock. He's like, what the fuck, man? I thought we were past this.
I guess he's not Spider-Man.
I don't know. I just look. There's a difference between someone piecing it together versus vocally going on a listen. Internet podcasts and saying, hey, I know Obama's secret locker combination. Jeez. Please don't follow me, ISIS. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I can vibe with like, that. That's I was like, yo, man, are you sure it's okay?
I know. They're more lighthearted because they're kids. It's a more lighthearted story, but you know, think about it in hindsight, like it's kind of fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like if I was Miles and I saw Genki, I'd be like,
yo, what the fuck, man? Shut the fuck up. What are you doing?
And then she's asking, like, oh, can you... Danica's asking, hey, do you want to be on this podcast? I'm like, please don't say yes.
It's like, oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Getting to other notable moments. Obviously, the opening scene and, you know, the very high action set piece and getting you, you know, acclimated to...
fucking Rhino.
The fucking Rhino. Now you get your fucking Rhino in a mall. That was fun.
No, it's cool. It's just...
The bridge scene.
My ass about it.
I really like the music themed side quest that Uncle Aaron gives you, like finding the beats that he and his brother made. That was really cool, and then slowly revealing.
I will say the backstory. Though, like, and then you get the Prowler suit, which is super cool. Yeah, the
Purple
suit.
Rain.
Yeah, is that what it's called? Purple Rain.
Yeah, I think it's straight up called Purple Rain. I know.
Whatever, but I will say though, like the final mix of all of it. I kind of did like it.
I mean, hey, you know,
shit.
I thought it was okay. Well, I mean, I didn't blow my mind. It wasn't blowing my day off or anything, but it was fine. It was there. It was music, which is the least you could ask for it.
It's not like Yoko Ono's fucking. Have you ever heard of those?
Revolution. I know Revolution number 9 off of the White Album. And I listened to it once, and that's enough.
In the first game, since you played it recently, is there, like, a move list?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, there was a move list. I mean, hey, look, it's right there, move list.
I did No. In the very first game.
Yeah, I think there was one, too, yeah.
I couldn't remember if there was or wasn't, but I could appreciate that they did have a move list. Because it's not like it's... overly complex, but there's a lot of enough nuances that some people might get lost or they might forget how to do certain things.
Yeah, that just definitely does add a decent complexity, I think. All right, the Bodega Cat. I mean, obviously, that's like the first thing I remember hearing about this game is that you can have a cat in your backpack.
I didn't know anything about that. That was funny as shit.
And the cat's name is Spider-Man, of course.
Which is hilarious to me.
Oh, look at him.
He's right there. I took a picture of it, too.
Yeah,
that's the only time one of the two times I use photo mode
because
I had Miles like doing a flip. I was like, oh, I wonder if the cat will fall out.
Oh yeah, no, I notice when you're doing venom attacks sometimes it'll like fucking like
it'll hide in the backpack
or no it'll fucking like come out and kind of help you. I think I've seen a clip of that.
The cat does venom.
Yeah,
attack.
I know
that's
a spider. Hey man, he's Spider-Man just... too.
We're all Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I don't think he specifically means you. I'm Spider-Man.
Oh, man. And then getting into some of these smaller details. No, I really like when you can choose a record for the Christmas thing.
Yeah, and,
like, and
you can do it one more time when you're in the apartment.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay. No, because I just
remember... So you can listen to the other ones.
I remember doing the one that... when he says, oh, this is Uncle Aaron's old record, and you put it on, and his mom's just like... You're still kind of.
Oh, I didn't play that one, so I didn't know.
She was like, okay, well, I guess it's fine, I guess. It's like, I thought that was
your uncle's the Prowler.
Your uncle's a piece of shit. And then, yeah, no, them
I mean,
talking.
He did try to save him.
Yeah.
And then. Beating his ass. As any good uncle should.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's shit.
Shit, She just broke out the fucking slipper at that point.
Jesus. And then stuff like Yankee and Miles talking about, oh, did you do the winter reading? And Miles like, what the fuck? Man, no, I'm busy. I've been busy, man. I've been
fighting for my literal life.
I'm trying to remember what book it was. Yes. I think it was Pride and Prejudice, I think.
No, that didn't sound right.
I just remember he mentioned there's like a party scene or a wedding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Yankee's like nerding out over the
He's book. Like, yo, it was great. It's awesome. He's like, you know, yo, I'm trying to...
I kind of wish that, I mean, they're good students, and that in the game reflects that, but I kind of wish that they showed they were bad students. Or at least there's a different superhero. Like, oh, like that just rolls me on this. Like, I'm, Genki, did you do the homework? Genki says no. Oh, no, Genki says yeah. Then Miles like, oh, can I copy your fucking
Hey, man, come on. We're bros, right? I'm busy. I'm busy saving your ass and everyone
Literally,
else.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, if you don't want fucking Finn to blow you up.
Hey, man. And then when you mentioned the Danica cast, and now, you know, I do like how they add on a new podcast that's, you know, actually not
another audio collectible.
That's not just J. Jonah Jameson shitting on Spider-Man. And they actually, I really like how they put on a debate that basically ends how you would think it does.
Danica makes a good point. Jonah says, fuck this, you're a child. And then he turns off. Danica's actually Chinese. I didn't believe that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
I didn't believe that. I didn't see that coming. Yeah, so the character, image looks like, I don't know. It didn't really look Asian to me, but.
And then another neat little aspect. You know the graveyard in the north part of the city, and you can actually go visit Jefferson Davis, aka Miles' dad's.
You
grave.
Also visit Stan Lee's statue.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And Nick.
Because I want to say, and I think we said this last time, that was his last speaking role and
last appearance in any sort of Marvel media.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Anyway, any other notable moments before we get into the gameplay?
So you caught the pigeons, right? Oh, you did the pigeon side quest?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about...
I like how they're, like, Peter even put a Howard
protocol. Yeah, the Howard. Yeah, that was good. And he slowly gets pigeons over. He's like, hey, you know what? You know?
I know, and then... say no if you wish to opt out. God
facts. Damn it.
And then, you know, Moss says, no. And then it just goes auto... Like, in my mind, I like to think Peter did not even, like, make that
action. There's not an option.
Yeah, there's no way you could say
that. Actually, that also reminds me when the first time he puts on the super suit and he hears J. Jonah Jameson's podcast. He's like, Peter listens to this? Like, that's all? Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with him?
He's a fucking masochist.
Yeah, what the heck? He just... I don't know.
Hey, Miles listens to it too, so...
Yeah, you gotta know what's going on. Anything else?
Let's see. There's one more. Combat, music.
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Spider-Holland. Spider-Man. Oh, another notable thing I want to say. So this is anytime Miles' suit rips, I wonder if people notice, like, oh hey, this guy's not white.
Because
you know they see the, I mean they know New York in this universe knows that there's two Spider-Mans, right? But you know obviously you see Peter's like, oh that guy's a white guy, but his suit's ripped, right? I wonder if anyone like ever sees. I mean I guess he's in Harlem, so I guess they're assuming he's a minority because he's Harlem Spider-Man according to the. A Harlem native that he saves, but
no, that just reminds me of the scene in was it No Way Home when Jamie Foxx is like, I just thought you'd be a poor black kid.
Because you know, you're always fighting for the little guy, and you're always in these areas.
That was a good scene. Well, I'm sure there's a black Spider-Man somewhere.
real tongue in cheek writing, I love it.
Oh, that was good.
Anyway. Oh, another thing. So I think her name was Haley.
The deaf
love interest.
Yeah.
But no, when she put the
scarf.
The scarf, I was like, dude, this girl got fucking rizzed, bro. She rizzed him up. Holy shit.
Man, he's like... No, actually, I didn't notice because I think I forget when Genki first mentions her. Mm-hmm. But I think you have an option. Hold on, what did I write down?
Yeah, there's an optional dialogue when you're walking at
the
mother's protest.
Yeah.
Not protest, sorry, campaign.
Okay, campaign.
And actually, the game is good enough that I already did the New Game Plus and started out.
Yeah,
I noticed that she's
she is. Yeah, there you go.
She's in the beginning. Yeah. You can see her. Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, it's her. And then he'll like, you can say, oh yeah, I already met her.
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, that's cool. Cool stuff. All right.
Oh, another notable moment I want to point out. So you know how Peter's upside down drinking coffee?
Yeah.
And then, you know, Miles fucks it up and they show him fucking it up. During the training montage with the black suit, when they have him get it, and then at the end of the game,
there you go,
he does it perfectly.
Progression, you know, that was the real struggle,
the real skill that Spider-Man skill he needs to learn.
Yeah, who cares?
We should try that. I kind of want to see if we could do
the
it.
Heck, how are you gonna? Okay,
yeah, no, upside down. I feel like you just have to really like drink hard. That's the skill.
Hey, what if you just use a straw?
No. That's not what they did.
It's easy mode.
They drink hot coffee, dude. You have to drink something scalding hot.
You could use that. You could drink it a straw. Hot coffee. It's cool, man.
Okay, the other notable things I want to point out. The Chadwick Boseman tribute at the end. I really appreciated that. I don't know. As a man, like, I respect him. So. Mm. And, you know, to have a notable black actor in being tributed in a Spider-Man game.
Yeah.
Featuring a half black character, like, I thought was actually
that was appropriate. Yeah,
it was a nice moment.
Mm.
Oh, another question I wanted to point out. Okay, so the how they built it up was cool. And then you had the Hollow training against a Vulture, and then Vulture's twin brother for some reason.
Moltres, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then Peter's just saying a bunch of talking so much shit about him. It's like, oh, I'm speaking in Shakespeare because I'm a nerd. But the only reason I bring it up is, like, how did that laptop go untouched? Because it's in the middle of the courtyard.
Yeah, I was always thinking a lot about it.
But, you know, college students are, like,
yeah, this is in the middle. Worst
people,
this
like,
because most of the training things are on top of whatever.
Yeah, kind of somewhat hard to get
but
to.
But, like, right? Yeah, I'm sure somebody's, like, put that on. Like,
put their ass, like,
well, no, because they have to.
No, I know they couldn't activate it, but yeah. Just because they can't activate it doesn't. They could piss on it.
I mean, you know, I'm sure someone might have tried to, like, steal it or something like that.
Exactly. So, who knows? Maybe I guess there's holograms, so you could have had a defense system.
Maybe there's got a special electric shock
thing. And if you're questioning whether or not college kids are crazy, let me tell you.
Let me tell you. The answer is yes.
No, let me give you an example. my first year going at UNR.
Mm-hmm.
Someone drove a Jeep into one of the...
I remember that! Yeah. That wasn't our school, right?
That was our school.
What the fuck? I could have sworn I remember hearing it was some sorority at some other school.
It was at one of the... It's not official student housing, but effectively it's all students. But it was one of those sort of areas, and someone drove a Jeep into the pool. I was like thinking,
Did I gaslight myself to think it wasn't
Well, I mean, it's been so long ago.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way it wasn't at our school.
That's my first year, you know?
I remember.
Okay. Crazy stuff. There's that question. Oh, I had something I wanted to point out. You know, it's not an Asian household because Miles put his shoes on the bed.
Well, yeah, because he's not Asian.
It was just a funny thing to me to point out.
Does he sleep with shoes on? I don't know. I guess you only see him from the waist up, I guess.
Oh, I think there's a moment when Miles goes to dab someone up, and then, you know, I'm assuming it's only on the PS5 controller, but you know how they have the hepatic feedback? Mm. They actually, you can feel the slap.
That's good.
Yeah, no, so, like...
It's good stuff.
It incentivizes you to even be holding on to the controller during those scenes, because, you know, they actually do... And it's not just, like, a random rumble, like, on an N64, which was revolutionary at the time, but... It's something specific, and I thought it's just a neat thing.
And I guess I might as well get into some of these things, because I guess these things aren't really gameplay related, but they're just like things that reference back to the first game. Rhino saying that he hates the chase of Wild Goose.
Did he say that in the first game?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, because he was trying to find Miles, right?
Yeah. And then Miles remembering the drainage tunnel scene. And then, the reason why Peter isn't there is because he and MJ are going to Simcaria, which was a big, or fairly big point. Well, not, it was a relevant point.
He's on vacation.
In the DLC, because, you know, MJ's like, well, I'm going. And he's like, oh, man. Like, actually, no, I'm going too.
Miles! Do we have a key directing?
No,
I guess it's part of gameplay, which makes sense.
We haven't really touched the game. When was the last game we played? Shadow, right?
It's actually not too long ago.
Yeah.
The greatest game of the modern era.
Yeah, alright.
Key director.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, whatever, close enough.
Getting into gameplay then. Yeah, because obviously it does have borrow a lot from the first game, you know.
It's not completely different. It shouldn't change to like a totally different game, right? It shouldn't become like a fucking side scroller RPG.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, right?
But definitely, I think the main thing for me is just the way that Miles moves in the game is a lot
more nimble, I would say.
Yeah, and the animations are, ooh, they are, well, they're so cool, man.
I do want to say, though, but since it's a PS5 game and the game's now can be locked at 60 frames per mm-hmm. second, whereas the previous game was at 30, the swing is still cool and fluid, but a point a lot of people brought up, and, you know, I kind of noticed it too, but the swing feels slower.
Hell yeah, it does. Yeah. I felt that immediately.
You really feel it when you're trying to get, like, the time challenge.
Yeah. No, for me, it's the biggest thing is you don't have double web zip. You got to unlock double web zip.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was, like, my bread and butter, at least, traveling in the first game, but having that be a thing that you unlock, I wonder if that was like a conscious decision, if it's going to carry over to Spider-Man 2. I hope not. No, it shouldn't,
because like he's already a full
Spider-Man. Yeah, because I would think they did that to convey
Did you see in the Spider-Man 2 trailer for the game, like you could create a zipline?
Yeah, I saw that
crazy. I can't imagine the amount of programming they need to do that.
Yeah, no.
For like interactable surfaces,
cool shit, man. Real, yeah. Crazy. But anyway. No, that definitely feels a lot less fluid. Ha, web fluid, get it. But yeah, in terms of the traveling, combat, I did notice that he has way less gadgets, obviously.
Yeah.
But he does make up for it with the Venom powers and the invisibility, which I do think adds... I honestly think... I feel like I like the combat in Miles more. I don't know.
Well, that's fair, because I think having the Venom, which is basically could be another finisher, if not like a multi-hit mm-hmm. thing... But that added with the camouflage, not only does it make it slightly different, but actually provides like a whole new layer onto combat. Because you could change any time, well, not any time because it's a meter, but effectively you could change any encounter to a stealth encounter, right? Or even, you could even do it like, you don't have to go straight to stealth mode. You could be like fluid with it, you know, you could be like, jump into a big group, because I was experimenting with it too, right? But I'd jump into a big group of guys, fuck them up with like Venom, but then there'd be more guys coming. I'd fight a few, change the camouflage, but then I would web zip, and then, you know, you could use like the gadget mods to instant knock out opponents if you're like camouflaged. Mm. So I would web zip and then knock that opponent out, and then I would just keep combat going without like fully resting, but I would keep intermingling either Venom or camouflage attack, not camouflage, invisibility attack. So it makes combat even more expansive.
Yeah, because I think a point for me is because Peter has so many more gadgets, I feel like a lot of the complexity in the first Spider-Man game's combat is utilizing the gadgets to their full potential. And I wonder if like tying that all to like the menu thing, to me at least, always kind of felt clunky. I always never really felt super comfortable fully utilizing them all, which I remember taking off that complexity from gadgets and adding it to Venom and the invisibility, like mapping them out to different buttons, maybe to me at least helps me utilize them more often. I don't know. I don't know if that's a point that resonated with you, but
I will say though, whenever I went to combat encounters, I would just have like a standard loadout, and then I would just, whatever the gadgets I had, I was able to like, because I liked using the gadgets, and Miles does have a, like, I think it's half.
He has like four.
Yeah, half the amount of what.
And they're different at least, or at least three of them are, because the first one's web. but you know, definitely a fair, and just the Venom animations are,
I wonder why they made his electricity blue in the sequel.
Maybe unlocked a new level or something. And then I also really liked how instead of just having side quests be random people that Spider-Man finds, that Genki makes an app and, you know, kind of in-universe explains why or how people are asking for help.
And I actually thought that was a really smart way to organize all that, because A, it gives a storyline reason, which I love, because that means it's, like, cohesive.
Yeah.
But B, it's a smart way to organize everything, right, from... Because you could replay random encounters, right, from the app, or you could replay quests, or you could sort it out. And I also just like that you have to swipe on the touchpad as opposed to just pressing it.
It's like a real app.
Yeah, no, it's like a little, it's the extra mile.
Yeah, went. Extra miles.
But I just,
fuck. Jesus Christ.
I hate it. But, Duvalia, man. Yeah. But, no, I do love how there's not only a storyline reason, but it's like, it's an intuitive interface for the player to use. Which I really appreciated. Yeah. I thought it was smart.
And along those same lines, you know, Uncle Aaron giving him the unlimited bus pass for a year also explains.
I will say I kind of...
I do love how there's no loading screens, but I do kind of miss that there's no... Because you know when you fast-traveled in the PS4 game, it would show Peter, like, texting or something?
Well, you didn't see... They had them in here.
Oh, I didn't get any.
I got them.
I mean, I didn't fast-travel that much either.
But... No, actually, since you didn't do it and you're not going to bring it up, I do like how... Obviously, all of Miles' animations are different, but... there's one where he fucking just does... Like, he's just mingling with people on the subway, and then he does a fucking backflip. He's like, hey, yeah, I'm cool.
Can you do this?
He's like, oh, what a fucking punk. Like, it's like, there you go.
Every time I took the subway, it was like a handful of times, but there's like no loading screen, so I just went instantly to where I was.
I had the
to.
Option, like, the animation to play, and then, like, you know, little A to continue it goes, so, like, it was done, but, that was a thing. And also the return of the challenges, but I do like, you know, because it's Peter being a very encouraging mentor as opposed to Taskmaster. Oh, you fucking suck. Pussy. What the fuck? Man.
I wish Peter did that to Miles.
maybe he wouldn't let people...
Maybe the bridge wouldn't have blown up.
Yeah, there you go. Even less people would have...
Maybe Finn wouldn't have died. I don't know.
There you go. He could have saved her, man.
Now, something I really loved about the... Okay, first of all, the challenges... As the name entails, they were actually challenging. Mm-hmm. I thought the speedball challenges were a little much for me, but
I thought they were
fun. But I mean, they were to get to the highest tier. I was like, okay.
I couldn't do that to myself, man. I was killing myself for some of those.
At some point, I was like, this is stupid.
I redid so many of those stealth ones. I was oh man.
Yeah, no, the stealth score one. Oh my god, I remember it still. Ugh. But going back to what I was saying.
Challenges.
No, not that. Breadcrumbing. Oh, okay. So, what I liked about the challenges is that, you know, you're dumb idiots who are going to replay them to try to get to the highest tier and whatnot. But when you replayed them, they would have, like, different... Peter would say different dialogue.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, I would like that.
So, I really appreciate... So, it's not just fucking ramming my head into the wall. Listening to Peter saying, oh, you have to be your own Spider-Man, Ma. No, and I think one of the key dialogue bits that I really liked was when Peter was talking about how Jonah says I'm a glory hog, this and that, but I really like stealth because, you know, I'm helping people without people even knowing about it. Helping just to help. And I think that's just the best thing you could do. Yeah. And it really fleshes out Peter's character, and Miles, you know, sees Peter as a mentor, so he's going to follow along with that, too.
But... There you go. I don't think I got that one, but yeah. Cool.
You didn't try to kill yourself on the stealth challenge.
Was it the one where you had to save the hostages?
Yes.
Yeah, I did that once, and I'm like, I'm done. I'm tired.
Get I know. I was here. Like, got to figure out the
optimal route. Because also, there's so much less to unlock, so I feel less incentivized to go the 5-score on a...
I guess, you don't need that. Just that masochism.
Yeah,
I do like the tongue-in-cheek of, like, the ratings, like, oh...
Oh, yeah.
Amazing. Spectacular. Also, when you get Ultimate, the controller freaks out, too.
Oh, with that? Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And then... Oh, man, I know I keep jerking off the controller, but when you...
sounds appropriate, yeah, okay.
But, in, like, I mean, it kind of justifies having a PS5, in my mind, at least. Aside from like, every new console is going to be graphics or whatever, performance, load times, but, no, that controller is crazy. But, like, no, even when you're web swinging, like, you feel, like, the specific, when you're doing a point jump or swinging, or when the trigger will have the resistance when you do a swing, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah. Another thing I noticed also, the bases I felt were way shorter. Some of the bases in the first game, I was like, yo, I'm fucking done. I'm tired.
No, I think the bases were as long as they needed to.
Yeah.
They were good.
And I also liked how in the Roxxon ones, at least, each one had like a unique intro part section they had to go to. That
I like the one dialogue. When you jump into the room and then the guy's like right there. It's like, what the fuck? So you gotta...
Yeah, good stuff. And then I guess going to a favorite suit. I think for me, it's probably... I really like the... Hold on. I probably shouldn't have closed it out. But I really like the Daft Punk one. That one's awesome.
Daft Punk?
It's the one you get for, Mickles.
What?
I looked at whatever. No, the one you get for completing all the challenges? I think so. This one.
Oh, yeah, 2020. That one's really good.
That one's awesome. I really also like the, I feel like I had this one on when I first met.
That one's a little too gaudy for me.
It is pretty. It is crazy. Yeah. But I did think I had it on when we met the Prowler for the first time, and I really liked the way they.
Yeah.
I really liked the way they counter. I felt like they fit together. The cowl is pretty cool, and also really like the 2099.
I mean, fuck, dude. Spider-Man costumes with cowls are cool to me.
And of course, the Spider-Verse ones. I mean, come on.
That's a given. I think my favorite one. There's no way it wasn't gonna be the cat.
On the cat, yeah.
There's
yeah.
no way. Prowler suit's dope. I think as far as like the base suits go, I think what's it called? It's the white one.
Oh, I really like that one too. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that one had a cool color scheme. Yeah, yeah, the tracksuit.
Tracksuit. Yeah.
The homemade suit, the fucking Tim's.
Hey man, you know you gotta.
Just the worst.
Okay, getting into some. Of these effects, because I was wondering if I would feel fucking tired as fuck of Manhattan, because I'm pretty sure it is the same map basically.
Yeah.
But I do think it was smart to set it in winter, have it all the snow on, because it really did to me at least felt like a fresh new map, even if it was effectively the same locations and all. So I really like.
Yeah, they added weather effects and.
And like decorations and stuff too. Mm-hmm. So you know it's not even the exact same map too. Like all the Christmas stuff and. That was pretty nice.
Oh, sorry. There's also some other gameplay stuff I wanted to point out. Once again, I mean, it's the typical Spider-Man formula of... unless you count the Spider-Verse game, I guess. Or Web of Shadows. No, not Web of Shadows. It's one of them. There's like a multiverse Spider-Man.
I remember the one you're talking about where you do play as 2099 and
yeah,
Noir.
Yeah.
Shattered Dimensions.
That's
what there you go. I've never played any of those other ones, but I just know...
But you know, it's the same old formula of like exploration and then collecting goodness. They make it easy by just pressing R3 and shows all the collectibles and whatnot and using them on the map. But just like the last game, I like how they add context to the collectibles, like not just like a storyline, but like you said, the Uncle Aaron auto collection, or even the postcards that Jefferson Real left behind.
Yeah.
Oh, and thankfully, like. They make the collectibles only... I just thought it was a good directing decision, but the collectibles are only available in the open world. Like, you don't have to go to a base and get invisible. Because I kind of hate it when games do that.
I think they
know, or if they're, like, exclusive to a certain
They
level.
Did put tech parts in the bases, but they're pretty obvious, and they're not...
And you could redo the bases.
Yeah.
So you could redo the bases. I hate it when collectibles are, like...
Oh, if you missed it...
You missed it.
That's probably the number one thing. Like, ugh. Okay.
Oh, and effects. Since we're still talking about effects, yeah. I like just like how Miles kind of is. It's a remix. The concept of Miles' character.
That's a good way to put it. Like this
it's
is
like a remix
like...
of Spider-Man.
Wow. Right? Okay. Yeah.
But you know, the further drive that point home is when the opening. I mean, not the opening, but the horns.
In the intro, and
but then they remix it with hip hop, you know, for Miles, and then also, oh nice,
God,
nice.
I fucking loved it.
But the opening and ending song, like they're fucking bangers, dude.
They were good stuff.
Like holy shit, I was like, damn, dude, these songs are fucking cool. And then yeah, like the credits scenes where it's cut into like the different, it's like the progression of the story, but it's like a still frame of all the characters. I really like that.
Yeah. And also, shout out to the Into the Spider-Verse mods that literally change the fucking frame rate.
The frame rate.
That's insane. So... I tried playing.
It even adds the effects of like when you're punching and all that.
Oh man, I tried playing. Like,
it's
I'm
hard. It's like off-putting.
It's like it's probably more for people making like cool videos or whatever. But...
Or who really just love the movie.
I mean, yeah, I fucking love the movie, and I did use a decent amount when just traveling around.
I did just to try it, you know.
And the cartoon sound effects, that was fun.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish it didn't take up a slot mod, but. And you know you gotta,
that was cool.
Hey, you know you gotta, you sacrifice for being cool. You know,
because you know, great power comes great responsibility.
The music, I mean, yeah, basically, got the same thing. You know,
okay,
cool
so
stuff.
Before we get into the end, there are just some dramatic irony or directing things I did want to point out. I do like how they showed that Rick was Finn's brother. Rick was sick. Before, I mean, because I already kind of guessed, because A, he wasn't around, but B, like, when you break into Finn's base, you see, like, medicine laying around and all that. So they kind of lead up to it. So it kind of, it rewards people that looked around or willing to explore just with context. As far as the side quests, I like how each side quest wasn't in isolation or just like random. Like, I like how they built up to something. For example, like when Kingpin. When he was like harassing the Harlem areas, like I like how it culminated to.
I feel like who else could it fucking be though? Like he's literally the king. I don't know.
I thought it was Tombstone again. I was like, this motherfucker.
Oh yeah, I guess like because when it was like, it could be maybe it's Vulture. Like, what the fuck is Vulture? I don't know. I feel like I'd go for the ones who were actual crime bosses, like you know Tombstone or I forget. Is Hammerhead dead? No. Did he die? I forget. I just played the seals. Well, I not hate just that guy. I'm fucking Italian. Or, no, he didn't sound Italian. He was, like, New York or...
New York.
Something like
Brooklyn.
That.
Brooklyn. I don't know. That wasn't right.
Whatever. Anyway.
Another common Spider-Man trope is there are two lives intertwining. But, like, the story beats from the first game are basically the same beats in the second game. Right? You know, Spider-Man doing Spider-Man things, but then, like, something from their personal life grows into a big issue that affects New York, effectively. Yeah. And then someone close to Spider-Man, you know, gets got. let me flesh it out with examples here, but, okay, so Peter helps Dr. Octavius, who's a close friend. Doc Ock loses his mind, releases Devil's Breath. Alright. Miles doing his thing, goes to stop Finn, supercharges Finn's fucking fuel source. Finn tries to blow up the city. Miles stops her. Finn dies. Same beats. But even though they're same beats, I like how you could still appreciate them as their own stories. You know, it's not just like a repeat for no reason.
You know, definitely. Because, you know, Doc Ock with Devil's Breath, he wanted to like actually harm. Like he was just done with like world.
Yeah, he wanted to make Norman look so much shit.
Yeah.
He didn't care about others. Yeah, which I guess Finn kind of still cared, but, you know.
But also, it's like, okay, you blew up this plaza. All right, cool. He could just build another one? I don't know. Like, it's not like he was there. It's not like you guys trapped him.
But I do want to say, like, I like the parallel that both issues, like the main issues for both characters, for Peter and Miles, it was something like in relation to their powers, kind of, right? Because how did Devil's Breath get created? Norman was trying to create a cure for Harry, whatever, but it's an Oscorp issue. So therefore, you know, Oscorp created Devil's Breath, but Oscorp also gave Peter his powers, right? I know Miles got his powers from Oscorp too, but energy-related powers, energy-related problem. I thought that was kind of...
I think that works, yeah.
A neat relation between the two. And then just another dramatic irony thing I wanted to point out is Miles is worried about Rio campaigning after the underground, but like, bro, you're literally like... you're putting your life at risk, too, so it's like a little dramatic irony there.
Yeah, he loves his mammy. Fuck, that's not... Mammy? Yeah, that's mommy. How you say it. Did they really... Okay.
It's mommy. Come on, like Dominic.
I don't know, I haven't been watching the product. I just see.
Dude, Dominic is like.
I remember you shitting on him, and I feel like everyone was.
Yeah, everyone was. But no, like as he is now, so cool, dude. Yeah, like, interesting to watch.
Once he started hating his dad, he was cool.
I did that. Well, a little bit, but it's when it started. But no,
I'm sorry, his fake dad.
Yeah, Eddie's his real dad. Yeah, that's why he's the mullet.
I love that. Hey, I see Mysterio, just like Spider-Man, there you go, we're relating it.
I mean, hey, there is a Hogwild where Rey Mysterio's cosplaying as Spider-Man.
He's dressed up as so many different fuckers, like, you know, so hey.
You know, I ran into him at a vitamin shop. I told you about that, right?
I think so, but yeah, you just saw him and like, hey, look, it's Rey Mysterio.
Well,
didn't have a mask, right?
Yeah, he didn't have the mask. I asked the guy.
I think I asked if he did.
Nah. I mean, hey, luchadors do that.
Yeah, you gotta live the gimmick.
All right, but let's get to our closing thoughts here. So, as per usual, with any sequels,
You
have to ask yourself, like, does this sequel justify its existence?
So, I feel like as someone, now obviously I'm super biased because I'm already love a lot of these characters and stuff, but I think having this separate Miles story where he does get to be his own character. I think, you know, just helps gear up, because we know the second game is going to have both of them in. And actually, that was like a thing I wasn't super... Like, I wanted to be able to play as Miles again, because he's just so fun to play, but...
Yeah, there's no way we weren't going to play as Miles.
No, because, yeah. And I think it really is just a great side story that really, you know, beefs up his characterization and, you know, steps him up as, like, main character status. Like, you know, we get to see, you know... And I just think it's a really necessary story to tell, at least in my opinion. And setting up for the quote-unquote real sequel, because he's going to be a big part of it.
Now, as an expansion, I do think it's important, because it does flesh out Miles, like you said. And they improve... I mean, it's a video game, right? Yeah. So most of the king of it is, like, the actual gameplay.
Yeah.
But, no, the gameplay is improved enough. Not even enough. Like, so much.
No, I think so, too, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the actual sequel will even blow this out of the water.
I mean, it looks like it's going to, Jesus.
It really does, but... No, I think... There's enough interesting stuff to make the combat feel refreshed that it's not a slog to play through it again. Mm. That I enjoy it. And just the added layer of the Venom attacks and the invisibility make combat more interesting. And also just being able to do all the extra tricks. And,
I feel like they added a lot more.
And even when you're like... I like how you have a different set of tricks too from when you're in between moves. Or if you're like doing the superhero dive, there's a different set of tricks. Like, you could be texting on your phone.
I haven't been able to do that one, but I did see it.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Just jump off something really high, man. Come on. And then you get XP, too, for, like, tricking out.
Yeah, man.
And I do like how... I know I'm still talking about gameplay, but...
It's appropriate.
All the level-up stuff was still, like... they didn't go so far into the woods. It was just it was what it needed to be as far as upgrading the attacks. And it wasn't just something so passive like...
+5%.
Yeah, like Fallout 4 has that problem, right? Even though that was some of their perks. But, okay. When we were first talking about this game, I remember I was kind of pissed about doing it because I really liked... Not scratch that. I really loved playing the 2018 Spider-Man and the DLC. My wife got it for me. But, I was really pissed about paying for this because it was like $50.
Yep.
And I was thinking like, what? I just get the original game plus like the expansion. Like, you guys are fucking ripping me off, right? But playing it now, I realized that. Let me remedy that thought. Okay, so like playing it now, it is a shorter game, but as we say on this podcast, it's not always about the length.
Yeah.
Game. If anything. Sometimes, I think some games take too long.
Not every game needs to be 300 plus hours.
Yeah. You don't have to do an hour of gameplay per dollar. That's...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Like, but the point I'm trying to make is, if I had to set it to a rate, maybe like $30 hours of like intriguing gameplay, whether that's including replays or not, I think that could justify a $60 tag.
Let's see. How much did I play it on Steam? Where is it?
There it is.
22 hours. No, that's like 1.5 playthroughs.
Yeah, because you haven't finished the new game plus.
I did not finish it, yeah. But I did get I did pay respects to Jefferson Davis.
But going back to what I was saying, I thought about it, but think about when this game came out. It's when the PS5 just launched, right? So this is basically their headliner game.
Yeah.
And then I didn't realize that if you bought the game, regardless, it had both the PS4 and the PS5 edition. So it was basically a free upgrade. So I figured, so Insomniac and Sony realize, or they understand that it's not exactly a full sequel, so they can't charge you full price, but it is a new game on quote-unquote two platforms. So it makes sense to be 50, you know what I mean? Because at first I was like, this game should have been 30, but then I played the game, I was like, this should have been 40. Right, in my mind, like, with the quality and then how much time is invested into it.
Yeah.
But then looking at it, you get on PS4 and then it goes to PS5. But they want you to have they're trying to push the PS5s, right? So that's why they have, like, the dual versions. So it's like, okay, since it's a new game on a new console, now I understand why it's 50. Now I can justify buying this, you know what I mean?
So, yeah. Yeah, I think, at least for me, I did buy it on the Steam sale for, like, about 40.
Right.
But like, I don't know, to me, it really is. It's like, I just had so much fun with both the gameplay and the story and the characters that, like, I probably would have been not probably. I would have been perfectly fine paying full price for it. Like, to me, that's just how much I really liked it. Now, is that going to be true for everyone? I'm not sure. I don't know. I can't make that judgment call. But I think, you know, the value proposition that you just brought up, like, if you haven't played, or can you still get, do you still get the, if you're playing on PS5, do you still get the original Spider-Man game?
Yes. Well, actually, Spider-Man Miles Morales package.
Package.
Dude, GameStop's still selling this shit for $70. You fucking these motherfuckers.
Yeah, what the heck? Games are now $70, man. What the hell? Back in my day, I remember when they rose up to 60.
Oh, yeah. God. Well, if you buy the... Okay, so you had to buy the Ultimate Edition for it to include the original Spider-Man, which gets remastered. Uh-huh. But I think if you buy it by itself... If you buy it by itself...
Now, that's like, you know, 2023 after it's been out for a while, too. But...
Yeah. I think if you buy it by itself, it's just the PS4, PS5 edition, which I'm not sure how much it is. I think it's 40, but... I don't know. I can't find it.
Well.
No, wait. $50. It's still $50. It's 2023, you motherfuckers. I mean, like I said, 50 is fair for the game.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's worth $50. Now, it's always kind of... It's hard for me, at least, to be like, okay.
At least we established that it does deserve to exist.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Does it deserve its price tag? I think for 50 is fair because you get the PS5 edition as
but if
well.
You can get it on sale, then jump on it.
Yeah.
Jump on it like Spider-Man does. Anyway, Jesus Christ. Hey, it is. Is it 11 yet?
No, but we are hitting that goal.
I'm kind of tired, but yeah.
But hey, folks, we're not a weekly podcast, but we pretend to be. Catch you on the next one.
See you.